Many of our listeners may be familiar with a certain popular wizarding world where a certain boy wizard defeats the dark arts. And at The Know, there is a special show coming up this month where we meet three other members of the student body, not from that particular household, but from another loving household. And that is the story of Puffs at the No Theater. And joining us in the studio is the director and lighting designer, Andrew Hungerford. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you.
And one of the actors playing Oliver Rivers, Brandon Burton. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you for having me.
First off, what kind of show is this, Andrew?
Well, it is a loving satire, I would say, an homage. It's a show that takes the idea of a boy who's plucked from obscurity and believes wholeheartedly that they may be the chosen one and takes the idea of that pop cultural prophecy and turns it on its head.
And by the name of the play, Puffs, I'm assuming it's a household we've not seen a lot of during the usual films.
That's right. Puffs, or Seven Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic, takes us through the plight of the side characters.
And you are one of those side characters, Brandon.
Correct. I'm one of the original trio of our story.
And are you familiar with the original series of movies?
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with it. Kind of grew up in the time period that the actual story is taking place, in the 90s. I was born in the 80s, so, you know, most of my time growing up was in the 90s. So I'm very familiar with the time period that it takes place in. Plus, I was kind of in high school and college when the movies were coming out. So I'm very familiar with the story.
Now, the household in question is one that people are familiar with, but it doesn't get as much attention in the films. The subsequent film based on the original series, the main character is actually a puff. And when you were approached to say you're going to be playing a puff as opposed to, say, a door or a slith or whatever, what did that bring to your mind?
You know what? I didn't know, because we're all very familiar with this house being slightly incompetent or not as talented as the others. But I think that's what makes this a great story, is that we watch these individuals who may seem not very confident in themselves. And then they actually, through friendship and loyalty and working hard, we see that they find some value in themselves and that they are capable of wizarding just as much as anyone else.
And I think one of the fun things that this script does is it distills the essence of some of the elements of both broader pop culture and this particular property is parodying in a way that is both elegant and comic. So the four houses that we have at this school of magic and magic are the Braves, the Smarts, the Snakes, and the Puffs. And you sort of have a sense of what those other three houses mean, but who the Puffs are is a little bit of a mystery. And that's one of the things that we discover as the play goes on, what makes these particular students special.
Now, you say that one of them fully believes that he is the chosen one. Mm-hmm. Chosen to do what?
Well, this is the thing. So these young wizards are born in 1980. So this play begins in 1991. Wayne Hopkins, who is the sort of central wizard of this story, has grown up seeing Star Wars and watching pop culture, and he's read Lord of the Rings, and he knows the story of, oh, an obscure orphan boy finds out he's a wizard? That boy is destined to change the world.
Now, this play obviously lends itself to special effects, or at least the attempt at special effects by the student wizards. What sorts of things were you presented with in terms of making the magic?
Well, it's a combination, I think, of some ridiculous sleight of hand, some actual stage magic tricks, and then a lot of failing spectacularly.
Brandon, were you or any of the other cast members adept at magic before you started, or have you become adept at magic?
I think we're learning as we're going on. Right now, we're still in the rehearsal process. We're trying to think of clever ways of either failing at it or making it look like, you know, this is what it is, so that the people very familiar with the story who have seen the movies can look and see that, oh, that's what they're trying to do, or that's the spell they're trying to cast, or magic that's happening at the moment.
Right. Because in the original movie, they weren't always perfect. There was a young man who kept blowing himself up.
Correct.
Right. One of the things that I really love about this play as well is it does walk the delicate line between the ridiculous and sublime, maybe too far of a word, but the ridiculous and the heartfelt sincerity. And while it is a really funny comic romp. There's a really strong heart at its core, and the message of what do you do when you feel like you're not the hero of your own story? And how do you get through hard times with friends?
Well, I will also say that this is, as the whole series of movies does, takes you through, as it says, 7 increasingly eventful years. And as an actor, it's always a challenge to age within a play. Now, oftentimes you get to scene 1, you're at 1 age. Scene 2, you're 5 years later. And you're aging 1 year at a time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's not very, too consistent, I could be 1 age for 15 minutes and then another age for 2 minutes and then we're moving on to the next thing. I think that's one of the challenges some of us actors are having, because some of us age 7 years and some of us age even more.
And I think that one of the things that the script does, too, is capture the awkwardness of aging in those years. And so there's a fair amount of work that's done by the particular jokes or the circumstances that the characters are thrust into, as the difference between an 11-year-old coming into a new school versus a 13-year-old being like, oh, wait, what is this new world I'm in?
Now, this is going to be presented during the holiday season. We should say the full holiday season because you open the weekend before Thanksgiving. So there are a couple of questions I'm sure our listeners have. First of all, family friendly?
We're saying it's rated PG-13, and it's definitely not for small children. There is some very adult humor in it. There are also a number of sections that are ad-libbed every night, which is very exciting, and also a number of sections where the playwright has provided 7 to 10 different options and says, choose one each night. So we'll be doing that. So I would say that it is definitely not for little kids, and it can get a little bawdy at times.
Will you be open special hours during Thanksgiving weekend?
No, we'll just be doing our normal show schedule, but we'll be taking the actual day of Thanksgiving off from a show to give all of our performers and crew a chance to enjoy a big meal before they jump back into this crazy melee.
What are some of the elements that you are looking at in terms of incorporating, taking directly from this original story and working with what the author gives you that's different?
Well, one of the things that I think, again, the playwright has done very well is riff on visuals that are familiar to audiences while making them fresh. For example, the actor who plays the headmaster changes after year 2. And so I think there are a lot of clever nods for people who are very familiar with other pop culture properties, but the show does a really good job of standing alone as its own story.
Anything that you found challenging about not working too much of what you know or enjoyed growing up from the original movies?
I mean, honestly, I wish the play was like 4 hours long so we could fit everything that, that we're familiar with. But the playwright does a very good job of stopping at landmarks in the story that we're all very familiar with and watching kind of this other side dealing with it. Because when we watch the movies, we're seeing it from this frame of reference. Now we're looking at it from the other side. Because sometimes the audience member, the opinion they would have had on TV watching something, maybe the characters are now having a different reaction watching it from another point of view.
Yeah, one of the things that I love about this story, too, is that it gets to the idea of who gets to tell the history and whose version of the story is right. So it's almost like taking any story that we know well, or even like different versions of Shakespeare plays, the First Folio versus the Quarto. Whose story really is it? And so this one, it's taking these events as though they're an actual history and examining them from a different point of view.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, director and lighting designer of Puffs at the No Theater, Andrew Hungerford, and actor playing Oliver Rivers, Brandon Burton. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thanks so much, Jim.
That's Puffs, or 7 Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic, presented at the No Theater November 22nd through December 21st. For more information on the No Theater's production and the rest of their season, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.